Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
Hi, I'm Ellie McCann, and I serve as campus pastor at Concordia College in Moorhead, Minnesota. In April of 2009, I traveled with a friend to Syria and ventured all over the country in a tiny green Renault car that we rented in Damascus. It was a trip filled with life-changing and life-shaping moments. As I have spent time at Holden these last 2 weeks, drinking tea nonstop, one of those moments in Syria has kept surfacing for me, and in a new way it has poured itself out onto paper. And so, with thanks to Holden Village's Wall of Tea, I share with you the story of my favorite cup of tea, the best cup of tea ever. I had awoken that morning to 4-year-old fingers tracing my nose, cheeks, chin, gently, curiously, impatiently waiting for me to awake and my eyes to open so that the fun could begin again. When my eyes finally cracked, just a sliver, her smile was the first thing I saw. Spreading wide to crinkle her eyes, I couldn't help but smile back, which caused peals of exuberant, unconstrained laughter to fill the air and my ears with pure joy. The laughter brought the tea, even before we emerged from beneath the covers. Everyone else was up. How had I stayed asleep, missing the fun? How had they gotten out of bed and prepared tea and breakfast, all without waking me? There was only the one room, no door to shut between sleeping and waking. How quiet they had been. I sat in the middle of their bedding they had bid me share, long after the dark had come and the feast been shared and the first cup of tea had been offered, alongside the words that reminded me of another story, along another road, with two companions as lost as we had been. Stay with us now, for it is evening and the day is nearly over. You are welcome. You are most welcome. Ahlan wa sahlan. It was a welcome, most welcome, for we were sorely lost. Our map fit in the palm of my hand and had ceased to be relevant hours before. It bore no relation to our reality, which had been fine as the sun shone, but grew more worrisome as the darkness grew. For the first time, I had been apprehensive. The darkness had stolen in and clouded the memories of the day. Wonderful memories, incomparable memories, and yet so soon I had forgotten. Until the light shone in the darkness, and we pulled up to find an open door, a smiling face, and an inescapable invitation, followed by tea. Tea. The remembrance of last night's tea and 4-year-old laughter pulled me back into the present. I stood amidst the family bedding, then stepped to the door to see the landscape that had been hidden, now enlivened by the sun, and smiled. I wanted to soak it all in, savor every perfect moment. I took my first sip of tea, and my eyes widened even more than I thought they could. And I turned and asked Mama, "Shuhada, what is it?" "Shai mahalib gamam," she answered. "Tea with goat's milk." She looked at my face and laughed. It was just a cup of tea. But it wasn't. In it swirled alongside the goat's milk hints of motherly care and unflinching welcome for the strangers who had come from out of the darkness. Laughter and life overflowing with love, it was the best cup of tea. And so I tucked away the Arabic phrase, never again to forget goat's milk, halib gamam. Even though I knew in that moment that it was an unrepeatable recipe. Even though I knew in that moment that I would be changed and shaped and stretched and challenged by that moment. Even though I couldn't know in that moment what heartbreak would come with the not knowing in the years that followed. Not knowing if this family I loved in an instant were still there or elsewhere or anywhere. In that moment, it was perfect. The tea, the laughter, the sun, the goats on the horizon grazing after their morning milking that provided the halib gamam that made the cup I was cradling the best cup of tea. I took another sip, then turned at the call of my name to see Mama seated on the floor, breaking bread, reaching out to me, offering me the first piece and a place at the table. I saw more tea steeping next to a pitcher of white, frothy, warm milk, and sat down, receiving the bread with one hand as I held up my cup and said, Shukran, shai mahlib gamam. Soon the sun would be overhead, and we'd be on our way, but for now, with a four-year-old nestled at my side, I would enjoy the best cup of tea ever.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.